Arrests of illegal immigrants along the U.S.-Mexican border have shot up in recent months by more than 25%. Nearly half of those arrests have been made in the Arizona desert. The federal government is reinforcing that stretch of the border. More agents and equipment are set to be in place by June 1st. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, it's a response that's become familiar over the last decade.
Federal officials like to compare the steady flow of illegal immigration to air in a long balloon. You squeeze one end, it bulges somewhere else. For the past 10 years, the U.S. Border Patrol has put the squeeze on both ends, Texas and California, with the traffic bulging right into Arizona.
This entire area that we're driving through, anywhere south of us, is highly likely to have some type of illegal entrance coming in right now.
Agent Johnny Bernal patrols the desert border region outside of Tucson. He's driving on the Tohono O'odham Indian Reservation, which shares a 75-mile border with Mexico. The night air is warm and a spring wind blows past tall saguaro cactus plants. The stars shine bright in the dark desert sky. But the desert is anything but tranquil these days. Black Hawk helicopters now circle over what has become the number one route for illegal traffic into the U.S. A chopper's high beams glare across prickly mesquite shrubs and deep into dry desert washes. The pilot is pursuing a group of 20 illegal immigrants. Agent Bernal picks up three men along the road. Other agents west of here pursue another group of 30. It seems like a busy night, but officials say this is nothing. Wait until next month. That's when a full complement of 260 agents will be in place, along with four more helicopters and several unmanned surveillance drones. By the beginning of June, agents say they expect to be making record arrests. Immigrant smugglers are already anticipating the buildup. The word is they've been telling people to hurry up and get across before all the reinforcements are in place. And a lot of people seem to be taking that advice.
Juventino, Jimenez, Tenorio, Felix, Franco, Figueroa.
Agents are loading 50 illegal immigrants onto a bus at a first aid station just a few miles from the border. David Cortez was one of those who tried to beat the crackdown. The 25-year-old was caught in the desert after walking more than 20 hours. Cortez says by the time they were arrested, the group had little water left and were very tired. Temperatures can reach as high as 120 degrees in the desert. And already this year, more than 30 immigrants have died making the trek. Most of these men will be processed and then dropped back across the border into Mexico. But some may be sent to a federal detention facility near Florence, Arizona, about 100 miles from the border.
Today we're sitting at probably around, 600 to 700 people. I think it's about 700 people on site right now.
David Collis runs the 24-acre facility, which he traverses in a golf cart. He says he's been over capacity for the past several months and is already planning for the flood of detainees by setting up several temporary tents.
They're going to be air-conditioned. They're actually pretty nice. They're similar to what's being used by the military in Iraq right now.
The early rise in the number of arrests in Arizona is a good sign, according to border officials. Commissioner Robert Bonner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says even in its initial phases, the crackdown is showing promise in Arizona.
Arizona is the one part, the principal part of our border with Mexico, over which we do not have sufficient control. This is, I think, essentially the last stand.
That's the same kind of confidence expressed by Border Patrol officials 10 years ago.
We will achieve the results of shutting this border down.
Back then, Border Patrol Chief Gus de la Vina oversaw the San Diego region and headed up Operation Gatekeeper, the crackdown along the California end of the border.
We couldn't do it before because I didn't have the people, I didn't have the money, I didn't have the vehicles. But now that I have them, now we can do this.
Nobody thought 10 years ago that these remote parts of Arizona that were so difficult to get to, that were so inhospitable in terms of climate, would ever become major crossing areas.
Doris Meisner is a senior fellow at the Migration Policy Institute, but in 1994, she was the head of the INS. She insists she's not criticizing enforcement decisions, but warns officials to remember some of the lessons of Gatekeeper.
I think we need to be cautious and careful about overpromising. This is absolutely the right place to be targeting an effort right now, but I would be skeptical whether this is actually the final piece.
Others are less guarded in their criticism.
It has clearly failed.
Wayne Cornelius is director for UC San Diego's Center for Comparative Immigration Studies.
As the border has been squeezed, it has bulged elsewhere. The Border Patrol is making about as many apprehensions today as it was 10 years ago.
Border Patrol officials defend their policy, saying there have been huge peaks in the number of arrests along with the dips, and that those fluctuations are based on many factors, including the economic situations on both sides of the border. But Cornelius says the proof that the border enforcement strategy has failed is in numbers that are more difficult to dispute, such as the 2,000 migrants who have died over the past 10 years trying to cross the border, and the estimated tripling of the number of illegal immigrants now residing permanently in the U.S.
We have a dysfunctional strategy that persists for political reasons and that has had massive unintended negative consequences for both the migrants and the United States.
Both he and Meisner say that immigration policy must take a broader approach. For example, they want to increase penalties for employers who lure migrants with the promise of work. Those policies are beyond Border Commissioner Robert Bonner's scope of duty, but he maintains his agency will do its part to combat illegal immigration and better regulate the border. He says the agency has more resources and a streamlined command structure since being folded into the Department of Homeland Security.
The Border Patrol is much more responsive and nimble and agile, and so we can move very quickly hundreds of Border Patrol agents to wherever we need them along the Mexican border, and we are doing that.
But illegal immigrants have proven they are also nimble. A bus packed with immigrants destined to be deported idles in the Arizona desert not far from the border. Soon it will drop its cargo back across the line into Mexico. But almost everyone aboard says they'll rest for a few days, then head back to the desert, hoping this time their crossing will be more successful. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.